The British band Wire is something of an oddity, a highly influential band hardly known in its home country, and one which has broken up twice only to come back each time as something totally different. Rock historian Ed Ward has the story of Wire's first incarnation.
When people think of art rock, they tend to think of the bombast purveyors of the 70s, the stuff that's also known as progressive rock. But sometimes, there's rock that's created as an art project. Take Wire, for example. Wire came into being at Watford Art School near London, where two students, Colin Newman and George Gill, put together a band called Overload in the middle of 1976. Shortly into its existence, Gill tried to steal another band's amp and fell down a flight of stairs with it. While he was in the hospital, the others, Newman, guitarist Bruce Gilbert, bassist Graham Lewis, and drummer Robert Gray, who called himself Robert Go-to-Bed, continued to rehearse and discovered something new happening. By the time Gill had healed, Overload had become Wire. Trying to do something completely new was in the air back then, so Wire quickly found gigs and a sympathetic producer, Mike Thorne, who brought them to the attention of EMI Records. Before long, they were the hot new news out of London, getting ready to release their first album, Pink Flag. Some of it was fairly conventional.
All right. Here it is. Again. And it's called... 1-2-X-U!
Some was less so. In Britain, Pink Flag was just one of a number of excellent records released in 1977, but for some reason, Capitol Records in America decided to pick it up and release it. This was a period when very few British punk-like albums were available in the States, and suddenly this particular one, with its difficult-to-decipher lyrics and abrupt transitions, was all over the place. Wire weren't interested in being a punk rock band per se, although they didn't seem to mind existing within that context to some extent. Their next album, Chairs Missing, from 1978, certainly wasn't pure punk. Or anything else you could label, for that matter. Let's go around behind the curtain. Let it bring shake down, fish run sudden, head to hand. Let it move sun like sizzle, chuck 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 like sizzle, Given their relationship with a major label, they had plenty of interesting technology to play with in the studio, and on Another the Letter, they were one of the first bands to use a sequencer. They were also, unfortunately, one of the first in another way.
No blind spots in the leopard's eyes can only help to jeopardize the lives of lambs that shed the cries. To life for a silver fish, eternal dust, less ticklish than the clean room a house guest wears. He lies on his side as he tried to hide. In fact, it's the earth which is nonsense, but he lies on his side as he tried to hide. In fact, it's the earth which is nonsense, but face worker, a serpentine miner, a roof falls, an underliner of leaf structure, the egg timer.
Outdoor Miner sounded like a single, although it was very short, so they just edited it together twice and released it. Unfortunately, this was a period when a couple of labels were buying back copies of singles in stores, which reported to the charts. And when EMI tried it with this song, they got caught. It wasn't the band's doing, but it did stop some momentum. But Wire wasn't sitting still. Perhaps emboldened by their almost hit, they kept working on ideas for singles. Of course, their idea of singles was rather peculiar.
Watching over it before it was, as if response were based on fact, providing it, deciding it, it was soon there. Square to it, face to it, it was.
A lot of the tracks on their last album, 154, were actually solo or duo works. Not all the band played on all the tracks. In fact, coming this far in 3 years had put Wire at each other's throats. They left EMI and broke up. That's not the end of the story by a long shot, though. The band reformed in 1985, broke up again in 1990, reformed in 2000, and dissolved again in 2004. And as of mid-2006, it appears that yet another reformation may happen. Each time Wire's appeared, it's been radically different. They've come and gone over 30 years, but one thing they're not is an oldies band.
Ed Ward lives in Berlin. The music he played is from remastered reissues of Wire's first three albums from the late 70s.